Friday.
You also, little soul, are built of a spiritual house. And the spiritual house is also a holy priesthood. So the house and the priesthood are related. If there is a temple, the house of God, then there definitely has to be a priesthood of God. It's impossible to have a house without a priest. And it's also not possible to have a priesthood without a house. It's just like if you have a kitchen, you need to have a chef. You cannot be a cook without a kitchen. You cannot cook. So you need to have a kitchen and you need to have a cook. Now, you need to have the temple of God, spiritual house. You also need a holy priesthood. It's very important to have both. Now, the spiritual house, the design, the building, God's kingdom, the house, the church life. The church is the house of the living God. But today, this building is spiritual. So we are not in our spirit, living by the Holy Spirit. There is no way for us to build up the church. Because the church is a spiritual house. And we have to be the living stone, full of life. And so here, you can only see the Zion here in verse 6, right? Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. This is Christ. Christ is the cornerstone. And we should be the living stone. So the church today is a living, spiritual house. Not just we coming together and meet, but we have to be living, full of life, filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we can be the living stone to be built up together. Right, let me draw to you again this research. We, the human beings, we have three parts. We have the outer part of the body. Right? Everybody can see the body. You can touch it and see and hear this outer part, the body. Then you also have a soul, which is hidden more inside. I can see your body. I don't know what you look like, but I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you're feeling. So the soul, according to the Bible, we have three parts. We have the mind, we have the emotion, right? and we are the will.
This
is our soul. This is really our person. Our character. But deep within us, we have spirit. So, when you are born again, the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Christ, which is also called the Holy Spirit, right? All this is just one Spirit comes into your spirit and dwells there. So if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, it says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Right? This is a very simple but very important verse. Maybe you can read it to us. Chapter 6, verse 17. Very short. In English, what does it say?
He who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him.
Exactly. Because one spirit with him. So that means if you're joined to the Lord, it is not in this part, no. Neither is it in the soul. But it is in the Spirit. So if I put the Spirit, this wonderful Holy Spirit within us, now the Holy Spirit is one Spirit with us. So it is just like the temple. Right? You have the outer court. And then you have here the tabernacle. Right? And the tabernacle, you have the holy place. But you have the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies. This is the outer court. God does not dwell here.
No.
Neither did he dwell here. God dwells here in the Holy of Holies. So if you are in this part, you cannot find him here. If you come in here, you are closer, but he's still not here. You have to go to the Holy of Holies. Then the Ark of the Covenant is there. So this correspond our body. And this corresponds to our soul. And this part corresponds to our spirit. So where is the Lord today? You say, oh, he's dwelling in me. Where in you? In your flesh? No, the flesh is not very good. Is he in your mind? In your emotion, in your will? Is he in this part? No, many times our mind thinks of crazy things. Our mind went everywhere. So, he's not there. So, where is he? So we have to learn to walk and live according to God's will. So when you're born again, you're born here in this
world.
And we have to let the Lord work here. You're here. And to transform us.
Right?
So, the church is not built up by this part. It is the spiritual house. It can only be built if we all learn to live by the Spirit. Because if we don't learn to live by the Spirit, we can come together, but there will be no building. Even people in the world, the clubs, they all come together. Right? But they don't come together in this part here, because the part is the Spirit is there. But for us today, to practice the church life, you have to learn to live by the Spirit. And only the Holy Spirit can help you. I cannot help you. Because He is living in you. And this is what Paul said in Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And slowly, bit by bit, the Spirit will try to work. This is how the Lord works in us to transform us. To renew our mind. To renew our will. To renew our emotions. And this, Paul tells us in 2nd Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. I think it's verse 9. If not, it is in verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Is it verse 7? What did it say? God has not given us the spirit of cowardice. Right? Verse 7, right? Okay. Would you read it? Yes.
하나님이 우리에게 주신 것은 두려워하는 마음이 아니요 오직 능력과 사랑과 절제하는 마음이니.
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
하나님은 우리에게 두려워하는 마음을 주지 않으셨습니다.
But of what?
무슨 마음, 무슨 영을 주셨어요? 마음을?
Power.
어떤 능력을 주셨습니까?
Of love.
능력과
and of a sound mind. Right?
Sound mind.
Healthy mind. Sound mind, right? Did it say? God has not given us the spirit of fear. So, but a spirit of power, but a will. Spirit of love to control our emotions. And a spirit of sound mind to renew us. But it does not happen overnight. We have to learn to work together with the Holy Spirit within our spirit. We don't do that. It is impossible to build up a spiritual house. Unfortunately, many Christians are fleshly, just like the Corinthians. Paul says, I cannot talk to you as a spiritual man, but as the fleshly person. They're living even in the flesh. So much trouble. So I do hope that all of us will learn and realize that we have a spirit. And pray to the Lord. Lord, strengthen us. Work within us. Let your anointing spirit teach me by the word. Right? This morning we said we need the word, but we also need the spirit. We need both. But if you just have the Bible, you don't know the Spirit, you will be just a theologian, like the scribe and Pharisee. They just know the letter of the word, but no life. So, we need to know, Lord, I want to know my Spirit. Many years ago, as a young man, when I realized that I have a spirit, my first question to the Lord is, how do I experience it? Right? You have a mind, right? Do you use it? Yes, of course you use it. You better use it. You think a lot, you study a lot, you learn a lot, you acquire a lot of knowledge. You're using it all the time. What about your spirit? He said, because you're not very conscious of your spirit. Many of us are like this. Many Christians are like this. They don't even know they have a human spirit. Right? So, you need to realize we have a spirit. And it's the most important part of your being. Because that is where you communicate with God. What is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So, you really need to pray to the Lord. Lord, help me to know my Spirit. Because you are dwelling in my spirit. Whatever God is doing with you, He starts to do here. Because He is dwelling here. Right in your spirit. There are so many verses in the Bible that can tell you that. And you have to know that. But He is the only one that can teach you. Because He lives there. I do not live in you, right? Cannot help you. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God dwells in you. What is He doing in you? You tell me. Nothing? He just sleeps there? No. Now, there's a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let us read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Yeah. Okay, have you got it? Okay, let us read a very short verse. Yeah. Verse 19. Where is the Spirit? The Holy Spirit is here. Learn not to quench it. Quench, right? Just like a fire, when a fire is burning, you blow it away. You blow it out. Do not quench the fire. You must learn to listen. Tell the Lord every day, Lord, I want to listen. To your moving. To the anointing. Teach me. Give me an ear to hear it. I want to hear you speak. Don't quench. Many times the Holy Spirit within you will tell you, stop. Don't do that. What are you going to do? Are you going to stop? Or are you going to... And you quench the Holy Spirit. If you do that many times, again and again, then you become numb. Then the Spirit cannot speak to you. Right? You'll be hardened in your heart. This is why Hebrews says today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. This is what happened to the Jews. The Lord has spoken to them so many times and so often. They hardened their heart. So if we harden our heart every time He speaks, then you will stop speaking. Right? And there is another verse. Let's go to Ephesians. And in this verse here in Ephesians, chapter 5, let us read it here. Where is that verse that says, grieve not the whole, chapter 4, chapter 4, I'm sorry. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. That verse 30. Chapter 4, verse 30. Would you please read it? Mm-hmm.
30, 30.
Do not grieve the Holy
Spirit.
To quench is to put out the fire. To grieve is to do something offending the Holy Spirit. Don't do anything that would offend Him. Right? And so we have to put away all the bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, all malice. Put them away. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Not good. Right? So, here we can really see. Really wonderful. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. You have something that is really wonderful, holy, powerful. Spirit of power is there. Right? So, whatever you need is right there.
여러분이 필요한 모든 것은 다 그 안에 있습니다.
You need to learn how to obey him.
그분에게 어떻게 순종하는지를 배워야 합니다. 그분을 듣는 법을 배워야 합니다.
Experience.
그것을 체험해야 합니다.
Then,
그러면
that is the way to really build up the church.
그것이 교회를 건축하는 방법입니다.
I don't want to have my own opinion.
저는 저의 의견을
I want to ask the Lord.
그걸 따르지 않고
주님께
당신이 원하시는 것은 무엇입니까? 저는 순종을 배우고
있습니다.
주님을 찬양합니다. 그러면 영 안에서 주님이 많은 것들을 여러분에게 계시해 주십니다.
Many people ask, how do you know these things are about? Well, I know that's smart. Don't think I'm smart.
No.
Right? But
그러나,
I want to know the Spirit.
Let
us read 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2, it says, verse 9. Beginning in verse 9, would you see? Amen. So, and verse 10. Amen. Continue. Verse 12. Who can know the things of God except the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit within us will reveal to you many things of God. And your spirit is capable through the Holy Spirit to know and apprehend the things of God. It's not by thinking and thinking and thinking. The more you think, the more you think. Right? So if you're just thinking, you'll be thinking and thinking. But you, concerning the things of God, you I can use your spirit. Tell the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, you will reveal to me by your spirit. Lord, help me to know. You must reveal to me. So, may the Lord really help us. And the more the Spirit reveals to you, the more your mind will be enlightened. Otherwise your mind is darkened. You know, the Gentiles, the unbelievers, although they are very intelligent in physics maybe, or in sciences and business, but in spiritual things your mind is darkened. That's why they cannot understand. And they don't even believe in God. But for us, The Holy Spirit will enlighten the mind. So, for our mind, we need number one, the enlightening. The enlightening. And number two, we need the renewing. Then, there will be the transformation.
Praise the Lord. I hope more and more, especially all the young people here, you will learn to experience. Because if we don't do this, there is no way for us to build up the heavenly
church.
No way. Impossible. I've seen that in the last 50 years. Just as the knowledge in the mind, it doesn't work. We need to be spiritual people. Are we in 1 Corinthians chapter 2? Yeah, we are still there. Right? Verse 14. Yeah, would you read? Amen. So our natural man is not capable. That is the man, the soulish man, the natural man. In Greek here, the word is the soulish man. This part, you may be very smart, but only in earthly things you're smart. But in the heavenly things, the things of God, no, you're not possible. It's not possible. We need this part. Praise the Lord. Our spirit and the Lord's spirit communicate. So, may the Lord help us to be spiritual men. Not a soulish man. So, this is important. And Peter says, we are the living stone. We build up together as a spiritual house. With your Korean natural man. Or a German natural man. Thai natural man. Cannot build up anything. Because the church is not Thai. The church is not Korean. Neither is the church Chinese, nor German. No good. Nothing is good. But the church is heavenly, spiritual. Build up with a new man, the inner man. So you and I never learn to live by the Spirit. There's no way for us to be joined together. Because we have different minds. You think this way and I think that way. You like to do this, and I like to do that. So finally, it will be something. You go your way, I go mine. There will be no building of a spiritual house. Impossible to build. Once we fall back to the flesh or fall back to the soul,
you
cannot build up anything. At least nothing heavenly, nothing spiritual. That is why the Lord says, if you want to follow me, you have to deny the self, bear up your cross, and follow me. That is in Matthew chapter 16. It's always good to read the word. Yeah. Matthew chapter 16. Before he said that, he says, I will build my church. Verse 18. The Lord says, I will build my church. But a few verses later, he told Peter, right? What did he say? Peter, begin, because the Lord, I have to tell you the background a little bit. Then the Lord began in verse 21 to show them that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things, be killed, and be raised the third day. Peter took him aside and said, No, be it far from you, this shall not happen to you. You know what the Lord said? The Lord turned to Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. That means the things of men cannot accomplish God. Even your good intention. So the Lord said, verse 24 now, you all read verse 24. We don't do that. We don't learn to do that. We cannot, the Lord cannot build his church. Impossible. After men fell, the body becomes the flesh. Terrible. Because sin enters. And the soul became the self. He is just for ourselves. And the spirit is dead. Right? So, this part of soul life becomes a self. That's why we want to do anything, everything for ourselves. In the church life, I like this, so let's do it this way. But he says, no, I don't like that. Let's do it the German way. The Swiss way. We have trouble in the church.
Right.
What are we going to do? Chinese way? Chinese American way? Or Swiss way? Or Korean way? Thai way, our mother. If we are like this, that's the end of the church. There's only one way to do it. This way. The way of the Lord. But then, in order to take that way, you need to learn to do one thing. You deny your soul life. Deny yourself. If I'm willing to give up my Chinese way, and he's willing to give up his German way, Swiss way, you see, he's still Swiss. If he's not willing to give up the Swiss way, then I'm not willing to give up my whatever way. I'm too complicated. I'm not even sure anymore what I am. Filipino way, Chinese way, German way, American way. I'm a mishmash. I'm so confused. But if we are not willing to deny ourselves, bear our own cross, we cannot follow the Lord. We cannot build. Then the Lord will not be able to build His church. Many times it's not that we have the wrong knowledge. Even if we have the right knowledge, but it's the wrong person. It is the self laying that out. You cannot build the church. We are building here a spiritual house. And the spiritual house is needed for the holy priesthood. Even the church life. We are just living ourselves. You live yourself, I live myself, we just come here. Together it will not last very long. But if we come together in this, in the spirit, there is no Korean. No Swiss. All the Swiss are crossed out. Right? If we are all crossed out, what is left is the Holy Spirit, Christ in us. Then you can have a wonderful church life. And this wonderful church life, no Jews, no Gentiles, no free, no bond, no slaves, but Christ is all and in all. Then we can build that. Not my church, not this church, but this church. With that, in that kind of a church, then we can begin to practice the priesthood. Otherwise, it's impossible. So tonight, although it is a very simple word, But it's very crucial.
Mm-hmm.
In all these years in the churches, the problem is not the knowledge. The problem is the I. Me. Myself. I, me, and myself. That's the problem. If I don't get rid of that, deny it, then tell the Lord, no, I don't want to live myself. Now I want to learn to live Christ by the Spirit. Then we can have a spiritual house. Then the Holy Priesthood will function.
그러면 거룩한 제사장의 직분들이 기능을 취하게 됩니다.
If not, no way to build.
교회를 건축할 수 있는 기능입니다.
You can have a group.
여러분 어떤 모임을 형성할 수 있지만,
you can have Sunday meeting.
일요일마다 모일 수 있습니다.
But that's not the church.
그러나 그것은 교회가 아닙니다.
There is no real building of the living stone. This is the living stone. My spirit and your spirit
are
automatically joined together. You is not me, it is Christ. Then the building
grows
very smooth.
Very natural.
Praise the Lord. Learn this. We had a long day today, so we'll go home and get some rest. Amen. Amen. Lord, we pray that you will open our eyes to see this vision. We repent that many times we are just living by ourselves.